Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, August 18th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, Amazon is rolling out an update that brings better integration with Apple's Wallet app. One of Amazon's greatest strengths is the convenience of making and receiving purchases. The company has also gradually made the experience of returning those purchases easier, too. For example, you often don't need to provide packaging or labels for your returns, but can instead bring the product to a drop-off location and they'll send it back on your behalf. For iPhone users, Amazon has made another improvement to that returns process. When you're managing a return in the Amazon app, you'll see a new option to add the return label to the Apple Wallet app on your iPhone. So instead of having to awkwardly navigate to the return screen in the Amazon app, you can now save that label to the Wallet app for easier access. Having the Amazon return code inside the Wallet app is nice because it shows all the details you'll need, ensures you can pull up the code at just the right time, and perhaps most notably, it means you don't need a cellular connection to load the return code. And not to mention, in iOS 26, Apple is upgrading the Apple Wallet order tracking feature. Powered by Apple Intelligence, it can now automatically pull order information from your email inbox and save it directly in the Wallet app. This means you'll be able to track orders for any retailer right inside Wallet, including your Amazon purchases. Next up today, we've talked before about Apple's interest in acquiring the streaming rights for Sunday Night Baseball. According to a new report from The Athletic, Apple is pressing ahead with those efforts. A report says that Apple and NBC/Peacock appear to be the final two contenders for the Sunday Night Baseball package and a separate package of first-round playoff games. This comes after a report last month indicated that Apple had formally submitted its bid for the rights to MLB Sunday Night Baseball, and now this latest report from The Athletic would indicate that negotiations between Apple and Major League Baseball are going quite well. ESPN currently holds the rights to Sunday Night Baseball, but it declined to renew its deal beyond the 2025 MLB season. Apple currently holds the rights to Friday Night Baseball, which sees it exclusively stream two games every Friday on Apple TV+. Obtaining the rights to Sunday Night Baseball and a set of first-round playoff games would be a major expansion of Apple's partnership with the MLB. The Sunday Night Baseball package, however, is significantly more expensive than Apple's Friday Night Baseball deal. Apple pays approximately $85 million per season for Friday Night Baseball, but Sunday Night Baseball is expected to be multiple times more expensive than that. Given that these rights are set to kick in with the 2026 Major League Baseball season, we'd expect MLB to come to an agreement soon so all of the pieces can fall into place in time for next year's opening day. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Whether you're backing up schoolwork, client files, or family photos, Backblaze makes it effortless. Native build, it runs quietly in the background, backing up everything automatically without dragging down the rest of your computer. That means no manual uploads, no file size limits, and no interruptions. Whether you're working solo, running a small business, or preparing for a new school year, Backblaze has you covered. 9to5 Mac Daily listeners get 10% off with code 9to5daily at the link in the show notes. That's 9to5daily at backblaze.com/9to5Mac. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. Rounding out today, we have a handful of new Apple Watch rumors to talk about. First off, Digitimes is out with a new report saying that Apple Watch sales in the first half of 2025 came in about 10% above expectations. That growth and performance is expected to continue into the third quarter, during which we expect the release of watchOS 26 and the new Series 11 and Ultra 3. The Digitimes report says that the Series 11 and Ultra 3 could debut blood pressure detection support. This feature would analyze your blood pressure and alert you when it seems higher or lower than normal. It wouldn't give you the exact top and bottom numbers for your blood pressure, but instead would focus on tracking trends over time, similar to the body temperature feature of the watch. Looking ahead to next year, Digitimes has details on the 2026 Apple Watch lineup. The report says that the number of sensor components will double from 8 to 16. The report doesn't get into specifics on what exactly it means for the sensors to double from 8 to 16, but presumably it could lead to improved accuracy and performance for existing health features, with the report explaining that the added sensors will mean Apple can reduce the reliance on algorithmic data interpretation, a change that could improve both accuracy and battery life of the watch. The report also says that the 2026 Apple Watch models will offer, quote-unquote, a significant redesign, but again, there aren't any details on what exactly that means. Separately, for the Apple Watch Ultra 3, a rumor indicates that the Ultra 3 will get a larger screen than ever before. It'll feature a slight improvement to display resolution, meaning you'll have more screen real estate to add complications and take advantage of watchOS features. The expectation is that this bigger screen will be made possible by Apple reducing the size of the bezels on the Apple Watch Ultra. The Ultra 3 is also expected to gain two improvements to its OLED display technology, both improvements that came to the Apple Watch Series 10 last year. We're expecting LTPO3 technology to allow the always-on display to refresh every second and new wide-angle viewing for the OLED display. And one piece of context that's important to remember with the upcoming Series 11 and Ultra 3 is the impact of Apple's announcement last week of the redesigned blood oxygen feature for users in the United States. The method is slightly less convenient as it shifts processing data and displaying results to the iPhone, but it restores a capability that had been entirely removed since late 2023, and the timing here works in Apple's favor. That's because Apple Watch Series 8, Ultra 1, and earlier owners who are on the fence about upgrading to Series 11 or Ultra 3 have one less reason to wait. Some of these customers have been reluctant to upgrade and then lose access to the blood oxygen feature, and the new workaround shows Apple is willing to act to preserve health tracking functionality without caving to Masimo. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.